Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Small business owner, you're special among Americans. You are a latter-day pioneer of our society and truly one of America's heroes. It is 13 after. Welcome back, heroes. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being here. 888-822-8255 is our phone number, toll-free, coast-to-coast. If you'd like to give us a call and join us for a comment or a question, if you'd like to agree or disagree with me, sometimes people who disagree with me are the most fun, so please give me a call, 888-822-8255, or if you want to talk to my special guest this hour, let me tell you a little bit about her. Annabelle Dodd is a faculty member of Northeastern University's state-of-the-art program where she teaches telecommunications for the non-technical, that's me, formerly a marketing manager at Bell Atlantic and telecommunications manager at a Fortune 500 company. She's a top telecom consultant and a popular speaker on telecommunications issues. She's the author of the book I'm holding in my hand, which is outstanding in its second printing, The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Annabelle Dodd, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you with us. You know, this is a first. I've never had an Annabelle on the show before.
Oh.
Tomorrow, Grace Marie. I'm going to have a Grace Marie on the show.
Oh, a pretty name.
Yeah, isn't that nice? But yeah. I like your name, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Annabelle Dodd. I like that. Annabelle, the thing that I was just saying earlier, that you know, I can't believe I'm such a genius. Well, I guess I can believe. I can believe I'm such a genius. I know I'm pretty smart. No, seriously. When I wanted you to be on the show, we picked today.
Uh-huh.
Not knowing, I mean, I knew there were some things going on in the telecommunications world, in the merger acquisition part of that, but I didn't know what was going to happen. And as it turns out, yesterday, the big deal came down between MCI, WorldCom, and Sprint.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Now, what I want to do though, before we get into that, and I know this is a review for some people, and maybe it's old stuff for some people. Before we do, let's take just a couple of minutes and go way back when it was Ma Bell.
Okay.
I know you remember that. You were 5 or 6.
Right.
Okay. So we had Ma Bell, and basically it was a utility, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was. I mean, it was basically almost a quasi-government utility almost.
Oh, it was a utility, absolutely. It was regulated the same commissions that regulate utilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't have to worry about a profit.
And so then what was it about, not 20 years ago, probably what, 17, 18 years ago?
In 1984, Ma Bell was broken up.
Okay, I thought it was a little before that. Okay, so 15 years ago, Ma Bell was broken up into all the baby bells.
Right, and the reason, AT&T.
And the reason was to improve competition.
Right, so that people like MCI and Sprint could more easily sell long-distance services.
Yeah, it was good for the consumer. Okay,
right.
Now, we've lived in that world, and we've seen the advent of MCI and Sprint and Deltacom and all the other long-distance companies, and now the long-distance companies are getting into local service. They're offering local service.
Right.
And local telephone service, and so... So now, though, we're seeing things coming back together, aren't we?
Well, we are in a way. But instead of just having one huge company, the Ma Bell, that really dominated, we'll have, well, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 huge companies that fight with each other.
Right. But let's guess what? In the last less than a year, 3 of the big companies are now one.
Yeah.
MCI and WorldCom merged. What was it, about 9 months ago or so, something like that?
Right.
And now, as of this week, they've just announced $115 billion acquisition of Sprint.
Yeah.
The largest merger in history.
I think it's extraordinary.
Well, it looks to me like the competitors are becoming smaller and smaller in number. Fewer, I should say.
I think they're bracing to compete with the Bell Atlantics and the Bell Souths when they start to sell long distance service. And you're in the Bell South territory, Jim.
Yeah.
They have a huge wireless presence.
Well, they were in play on the Sprint deal.
Sure.
See, Bell South actually, I think, made the first offer for Sprint, and actually had made a better offer than WorldCom, and WorldCom had to come back and up the ante to 115. I think Bell South had offered 100 billion, but now the new company is going to be called WorldCom.
Right.
They're dropping MCI, they're dropping Sprint. It's just going to be WorldCom. Bernie Ebers,
uh-huh,
who is a Canadian who lives in Jackson, Mississippi, founded a little, way back in the 80s, he founded a, and folks, this is so interesting to me, Annabelle. He founded a little bitty long-distance company. He just, a little upstart long-distance company. And over the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years or so, he built it into WorldCom.
Yeah, it used to be LDDS, Long Distance Discount Service, I think.
Yeah, it was just a little marketing organization, a little baby MCI kind of thing. And he used to be a football coach. Did you know that?
No.
He's from Canada. He used to be a football coach. I did a little research on him. He used to be a football coach. He's from Canada. And he started this little company and grew it up, finally. And finally, when WorldCom made the bid for MCI, people thought he was crazy.
Yeah,
but he bought it, and now within less than a year of when he acquired MCI, he's got his company name back.
That's right, which wasn't his company name in the first place, but.
Well, WorldCom, you mean?
Well, it was LDDS before that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, but he had made it WorldCom.
Right.
But anyway,
right.
What's all this going to mean for consumers?
Well, I think there's going to be more chaos in the billing and customer service, and Jim, I think the calls will still go through. I mean, that's pretty vanilla for companies to provide just plain long-distance service now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really sure what it will mean for the wireless people that have Sprint wireless phones. I mean,
yep.
In the short term, WorldCom, won't know what to do with it. And maybe they'll put more money into it. And, you know, in the long run, it'll be more viable. You know, a lot of people have some service, there's not even coverage right now with Sprint wireless service, so they really need to grow that.
Mm-hmm.
But the plain vanilla stuff will be fine. It's just that if you have a problem with your bill, it'll take you a long time to resolve it, but it always has.
Mm-hmm.
So that won't be any different.
I'm really excited about one of the things I'm excited about with these companies coming together is the critical mass for research and development that's going to be available. I think this is going to create some incredible products and services down the road, don't you?
I think it really could. I particularly if there's competition.
Yeah, that's the key. And Annabelle, we've got to take a quick break. Stand by.
Okay.
Folks, it's 20 after the hour. We're going to be right back with our new friend Annabelle Dodd, the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, 888-822-8255. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Annabelle Z. Dodd is the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications in its second edition. Congratulations, Annabelle.
Thank you.
Yeah, second edition. How about that? And she is our new friend and our guest this hour. If you'd like to join us, if you have a question about anything to do with telecommunications, your local phone, the phone you pick up and use every day, the cellular business, decisions that you need to be making in the next few months or year or so, if you have any questions at all, 888-822-8255. I'm sure between myself and Annabelle, we'll be able to help you out some. We were talking, Annabelle, about what's going on in the industry, and I really think this is an important thing to discuss because, you know, the average person walking around out there might say, well, big deal. So all these two big behemoths merged. You know, that doesn't mean anything to me. I'm just Billy Joe Bob down here operating my little small business. What does that mean to me? Well, the truth is, it means a lot to you, because this is going, the effects of this merger, the results, the products and the services, and either good or ill, are going to get very quickly down to the consumer, aren't they?
I think they really are. And when you think about the small businesses too, Jim, as a small business, you might, okay, let's go to Sprint, MCI, WorldCom, and AT&T and get three different bids.
Mm-hmm.
And now you'll just go to AT&T and WorldCom, unless you want to start the second tier, the smaller companies, the Quest.
Which you may want to do, because those people have an important place in the marketplace.
Right.
No question, because there will be some things that they won't be able to offer because they're smaller. But I'll tell you, we've already learned this with the big box companies. Bigger is not always better.
That's right. Well, and then eventually, in the next couple of years, you'll be able to go to your Bell South or your SBC
mm-hmm.
and get a competitive bid.
Southwestern Bell, all those, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not yet, but eventually. So they'll all have a full, so to speak, bag of...
They'll just service. About have to offer that, won't they? Because once the people offering long distance become a much smaller group in number, they'll just about have to offer the other regional Bells the opportunity to go to the long distance, won't they?
Who knows? I mean, I think that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. That's certainly a piece of the puzzle, but there's a big problem now with the regional Bells allowing other competitors like WorldCom and AT&T to hook up to their services to offer mm-hmm. local services. So it's a complicated question.
Well,
it's a difficult issue.
The big thing that I think the marketplace is moving toward is single source for all your telecommunications.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one other point I wanted to bring up is that you could start having offerings of services from foreign companies also,
yeah.
from Canada and Europe.
But wait a minute. We're not even ready for somebody from across the country offering a service.
I know.
Service. Now you're talking about international. But you make a good point, and it really
yeah.
stretches our horizon a little bit.
I can't remember the name of the company, but there's a Canadian company that is making inroads in the United States, reselling long-distance services. It's in my book, but I don't remember.
Well, all right, look, I tell people that other than rent and payroll, well, actually, maybe even rent, other than payroll and my raw materials, in my organization, the thing that I write the biggest check for is telecommunications.
Hmm.
Now, let's think about this for a minute. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... I've got 6 different telecommunications, at least 6 different telecommunications applications.
What are they?
I've got local phone.
Yeah.
I've got long distance.
Yeah.
I've got 2 kinds of cellular.
Oh, my God.
Digital analog, 2 different applications there. I've got ISDN for producing the show and some other things. And then I've got an Internet hookup.
Why do you have 2 cell phones?
Well, it's just the evolution of my old system was analog, and I've gone to digital with my personal one. So some of my employees still have analog, and I have digital. We just haven't
uh-huh.
made the conversion yet. They don't really need digital as much as I do because of the I want a secure phone line. It's not necessary for them.
Uh huh.
The point I'm making is I deal with almost a different company for every one of those.
And you know, when you write separate checks, you don't always really feel the impact.
That's exactly
it's not
right.
like one big check.
That's right. And so, you know, that's where I think the industry is headed, so that somebody's going to call you one of these days, and it's actually happening now. They're consolidating this somewhat, but not everything. But eventually somebody will be able to walk up to you and say, hey, I want all your telecommunications business. You'll get one bill and one phone call when you have a problem.
Right.
Stand by, Annabelle. We've got to have to take a break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Annabelle Dowd is our guest. All right, we're back. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Annabelle Z. Dodd is our guest. She's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Annabelle, tell us where this book is available, please.
It's available everywhere. All stores have it. Amazon.com, if you like to buy on the Internet, Barnes & Noble, Borders. Specialty business stores that have business and technical books.
Yep. It's a major work on telecommunications, and if you want to know stuff, if you're not a techie like me, which like I am not a techie, as I should say, you're going to like this book because it's got a lot of good stuff in there. And one of the things that she talks about are some of the code words, some of the technical terms and all that is in here, and she helps you understand what all those things
mean.
You know,
telecommunications has more acronyms than anybody.
More than the Army.
I don't know about that. But and different companies use the same acronyms, and they mean something different, and even at different companies. It's very complicated.
We need to talk about some of those, but before we do, I want to get into a couple of specific applications and get you to help us with it. One of the things that's been the boon and the bane of a lot of people's existence is voicemail.
Mm.
voicemail helps us out, but it can be so annoying too.
You know, I used to, about 5 years ago, whenever I'd go to a party and people found out I was in telecommunications, they come up and start talking to me about the voicemail. They hated it, or they loved it, or it let them work around
the
clock. You hate it?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, I have voicemail, but I only have voicemail if you call after hours. If you call my office during the day, you will get a human being.
You know,
and you won't be asked if you want to be put into my voicemail. Now, unless you call when I'm, you know, like at lunch, I have a service that answers the phone for me. But usually I ask them to take a message instead of voicemail. But, you know, you never get anybody anymore.
No, and it's very frustrating, and people have to punch a million things. I did a survey for one of my clients, a major medical institution, on how people feel about voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
People don't mind leaving a message if it's straightforward and they get a call back. The biggest worry is that they won't get a call back. But people are very annoyed if they call a company and it's press one for this, press two for that.
Yeah.
That's the part that is annoying to people.
Well, okay, if you've got a big company and you've got 29 different product groups and somebody calls into a customer service and okay, I understand that you have to press a few buttons to get to the right category so they can do a better job of answering your question. But I'm talking about the little company. I called a small company this week, and it must have taken me a minute and a half before I got through everything where I could actually leave a message.
One mistake that a lot of small companies make is they'll say, press zero if you want to get to an operator.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you press zero, there's no operator. It says no one's available now. I mean, that's a mistake that I see a lot. It's really annoying to callers, and it makes you look like a small company.
Yeah, if you've got a voicemail system, folks, okay, that's fine. But make sure that when somebody leaves a message that they can get to that part of the transaction as quickly as possible. Don't you agree?
Right. I agree. And the second thing is there are a lot of companies that have a couple of different policies. One, you return your calls within a day. Two, you let people know that you're on vacation or you're not available.
Right.
I once called somebody and their secretary said, oh, he's away from his desk. He was away from his desk in Europe for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, callers want to know if you're away, who can cover for you. And I like leaving voicemail because you can leave a detail. A lot of times you know it's private. Voicemail is handy to get your messages after hour, but it has to be programmed properly. It has to be sized. You don't want to punch a million buttons till you get to where you can leave a message.
Yeah, one of the things that I find that I do is when I call someone, if I know that I need to hear from them today and I'm going to wait on them, I want to know if they're even going to get that message today. And
right.
If you go through an automated system, you might not. So when in that case, you know what I do? I hit zero. And after I leave my message, I hit zero. And usually that'll go to a person, a real-life human being.
You hope.
And hopefully. Typically,
if you're lucky.
Typically it does. And then I say, look, is he or she in? Are they even in the building? Are they in the world? I mean, you know, in town today? And then I find out, and you know, sometimes they'll say, no, he's not. He's out of town for the rest of the week. Then I know I don't have to wait on him.
Right. Well, why didn't that person, if they're out of town, just say, I'm traveling, and I'm not going to be able to call you back, or I'm traveling, but leave a message.
A lot of times people do that.
Right. And
they
I think
do
that's helpful.
That. But that requires a little maintenance. You've got to change it every day.
Right. It is a pain.
And,
you know, good customer service is harder than bad customer service.
Right. Well, the point I think we're making here, Annabelle, is that with all this new capability comes a fair amount of maintenance and responsibility that we have to have for our customers.
Right. And not only that, as you buy more and more technology, some of it is so difficult to learn how to program and to get working.
Boy.
Right.
And listen, the older I get, the more all this new stuff intimidates me. I hate to admit that, but
I bought a new telephone. It's not age, Jim. Trust me, it's not age. I mean, I have a new telephone set on my desk and a new cute little cell phone.
Go ahead.
And I had to learn to program them both at the same time, and they're both totally different.
Oh, no. Stand by. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about how to pick out a telephone system. Annabelle's going to help us do that. 39 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. The book is The Essential Guide to Telecommunications by Annabelle Z. Dodd. We are back. It's 44 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Annabelle Dodd is our guest. She's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Before we get into our continue our discussion with her, which is going to include how to pick out a good telephone system for your small business, I want to remind you that coming up, some of our next shows that are coming up include Grace Marie Arnett, who is our healthcare specialist, our healthcare expert. She's the president of the Galen Institute, and she's going to be talking to us, going to be helping us weed through some of the facts and some of the myths that you're hearing these days with regard to healthcare, and that's an issue that's getting a lot of airtime these days, and we're going to be talking with her about that. Very neat lady, a good friend, and you're going to enjoy hearing her again. After that, Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Letters, will be joining us to talk to us about the most recent Kiplinger Letter. And then on Friday, Beverly Williams with the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, as well as a real-life small-town banker, an independent banker, Mike Menzies, is going to be joining us to talk to us about how to deal with a bank as a small business owner, what the banker is looking for, and how to get what you need from that banker. And all that's coming up the rest of the week. Annabelle Dodd, let's talk about buying a telephone system. And, you know, this is going to be getting more and more complicated, more and more frustrating.
Jim, I just bought a phone system this week, and it took me a whole 2 afternoons to program it, and I'm not done. And I'm a consultant.
And what kind of a phone system? I don't mean the manufacturer. I mean, what capability do you have?
Well, I wanted wireless as well as corded handset. I don't think you can hear as well from a wireless handset sometimes as you can from a regular corded one.
Now that's interesting. Sometimes you can. I have people who do my show, guests who do my show, and at the end of the hour I find out that they're on wireless and they sounded fine. But sometimes I have to say, are you on a handheld, a wireless phone? And they'll say, yeah. And I'll say, go change.
Yeah.
Because it's not working.
And I also wanted to be able to plug a headset in directly so I would give my neck a break.
Right.
So
do you want a headset now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I haven't bought it yet, but there's a headset that plugs directly in without that extra little box on your desk because my desk is so crowded.
So you were looking for a lot of different features.
And I got them all, but it's just hard to program.
And so you have one of the features on your new phone system. Now, is this have a PBX? Or what's the word I'm trying to say?
No, it's just it doesn't have a control unit. It's all... It's all in the telephone set, but it only has 2 phone lines. But there's a couple of places where people can look for new phone systems. I mean, if they're just small businesses, places like that BizPhone, they have an internet site, and then Hello Direct has an 800 number.
The BizPhone folks have been on my show a couple of times. They've got a pretty neat piece of equipment there.
Yeah, I saw that. It's got voicemail built right into it.
Yep, and forwarding, a lot of different forwarding capabilities.
Uh-huh.
Which is what I always called a switch. Used to 10 years ago, you had to spend $50,000-$60,000 to get the kind of switch that they've got now in their little individual phone systems.
Well, you know, things are just getting so small and more inexpensive, but it is getting complicated to pick them out, and there aren't a lot of places where you can just walk into a store and look, you know, put your hands on something that's more than a 2 or 3 line telephone.
Now, you were able to buy an individual phone set with all that capability that you just mentioned?
I did.
Wow.
I bought one. It stores 100 speed dial numbers.
Wow.
And I've got a corded phone on this, but there, you can have like up to 8 cordless phones around your office or around the house.
And all this, and no major control unit, too.
No, it's
That's
all
amazing.
Smarts are built into the telephone cell.
About what does a system like that cost?
It was $400.
Yeah.
About $400.
And that's for one, that was for one unit?
One telephone and one cordless headset.
And a cordless. Now,
and
now
then
I
it'll be about $90 for the headset. I like to buy the best.
Yeah, I got you. And, you know, there may be people who are saying that's a lot of money, but really, if you think about the capability, that's nothing.
It probably is a lot of money, Jim. But I didn't have time to shop.
But the capability that you're getting, though.
Well, it was nice. You don't have to have phone jacks all around.
Yep.
The cordless phones just plug into an electrical outlet. So I saved the cost of having an electrician put telephone outlets where I needed them.
Right.
And it's got caller ID. I love caller ID.
Yeah. A lot of, more and more people are using that these days.
Yeah. And I got the service from the telephone company that if I reject anonymous calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you work at home, you don't want to get too many crazy calls.
Right.
So that's really nice.
What about other capability? You know, you mentioned the wireless capability. I heard someone from one of the Baby Bells tell me, he told a lot of people, I was in the meeting, he told us this just a couple of years ago, that very soon we wouldn't have any wired telecommunications in our homes, our offices.
You know, I think that's coming. I think more and more the wired and the wireless are going to merge. U.S. West is starting to offer a one-number service where you can get, you just publish one number, and U.S. West first tries your cell phone, and then if you're not there, it tries your business phone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're still not there, it puts your call into voicemail. I think that's very expensive because you have to pay for all your incoming calls on cell phones, but people really want to be able, it's tiresome to have to give out so many phone numbers.
Yep.
Plus your internet number.
Technological convergence is moving, it's closing on us at light speeds, literally.
You know, more and more people are doing everything over the internet.
That's right. And I want to talk about that. There's one thing I want you to tell us about when we come back, primarily cable modems when we come back, and a little bit on the internet, as we wrap up the hour with our new friend Annabelle Dodd, the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Stay with us, please. We're back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. And our guest this hour is our new friend Annabelle Dodd, the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications in its second edition. Congratulations again, Annabelle,
on
that.
Oh, thank you.
And tell our audience again where the book is available.
It's available in all bookstores, all major bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com.
Okay. Check it out, folks. You're going to like it. And I promise you, if you're wondering, if you're a non-techie and you're wondering about what all these words mean and what some of these issues are and you're trying to sort through some of this stuff, this is an excellent book for you.
You know, the most people that read this book are people in companies that work, like financial people that
mm-hmm.
work for telecom companies,
yeah.
PR, marketing, sales, all the non-engineers.
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to need this information. As I said, the telecommunications industry is one of the most exciting aspects of the marketplace, but it can also be very intimidating and a little bit frightening. And so you need to know what these things mean, don't you?
It won't be intimidating for my book.
No, but after you read the book, it won't be, that's for sure. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the internet. You were telling us a little bit about that. Tell me about that at the break.
I think it's very, very difficult as a small business person to figure out how to access the internet. Because if you do a dial-up modem and you have to send somebody a PowerPoint or Excel document,
right,
you'll sit there forever. You can go do something else. There's a new service out now called ADSL.
Mm-hmm.
That's Asymmetric Digital Subscriber Line Service. It's not available everywhere. Maybe 60% of the country is going to start having it in the next year or so.
Typically close to a major city.
Absolutely. Major cities is where you'll find it. And it's a way to have high-speed internet access at a discount cost over the regular copper lines that carry your phone service.
Right.
And the cost is maybe $200 to $400 a month.
Is it that much? I was thinking it was going to be less than ISDN.
If you're a consumer, if you're a residential customer,
yeah, uh-huh,
and you just want it to your house, you can get it for $50
a month. Okay, all right. Good. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, but
okay,
if you're a business, you can get the $50 variety, but you might want something a little more. Typically, businesses will spend maybe starting at $144 to $400.
Well, now, what's the difference in, I know there's, you said ADSL, but there's also DSL.
DSL just stands for, there's all different flavors of digital
mm-hmm.
subscriber line.
Right.
ADSL means that you've got a slower speed from your computer to the internet and a higher speed back to the internet. And there's a lot of different flavors of DSL.
Okay, so what if somebody I live in an area where DSL is available, how do I know if I want to choose DSL or ADSL?
Well, you could get symmetric digital subscriber line. If you're a business, you might want that, and that's S as in Sam, SDSL.
Mm-hmm.
You might want the same speed back and forth from the internet. You just, if it's available, you'll see a bunch of ads. So you can call any of those companies and then call the phone company.
Well, the main thing to do, Annabelle, wouldn't you agree, that is to let them tell you what the capability is of each one of these services, these features, and then just compare the risk and the reward. I mean, the benefit,
right,
and the cost.
Some of the telephone companies will only let you support maybe one computer on their DSL on that $50 a month flavor.
Okay.
So you got to find out, can I support multiple computers? How many email boxes can I get?
Right.
How many addresses can I get?
Annabelle, that's got to be the last word. We've got to wrap it up for this
hour.
We're going to have you back in about 3 weeks, I think, and we're going to talk about this some more.
Okay.
I want to go heavy on the internet when you come back.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Annabelle. See you later.
Okay.
Annabelle Dowd, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember, never be afraid to try something new. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.